Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Decision-making is so important, and we all face choices. We face real big ones. We face little ones. We get scared about them. And it's often really challenging to know, what does God want me to do? So to have the chance to talk about that question, how do I know God's will for my life, in the context of how do I make decisions and how do I be in a relationship with God, I was super excited about
it. Okay, so tell us a little bit about that, because, I mean, there's different approaches. Some people, you know, pray until you hear from the Lord, pray and fast, mm-hmm. and then get specific direction.
Yep.
Others, it's decision-making in the will of God is sort of, you know, do the right thing the best
yep.
way that you can.
Yep.
Where did you come at?
A fellow by the name of Dallas Willard was the most helpful guy for me. And in a nutshell, I would say you have to put the question in context. The context is this: God's primary will for your life isn't the circumstances you inhabit, it's the person you become. And once you understand that, a lot of other pieces of this question kind of fall into place. So, like with my kids, because my primary will is that they be really good kids, become really good people, I won't always just give them instructions and tell them, move here, take this job. I will often want them to choose for themselves, because in having to make a decision, they develop character and maturity and judgment and discernment that they would never develop if I always just told them what to do. So I grew up in, it was a great church I'm super grateful for. It was a Baptist church, and I love that part of my heritage. But I had kind of the idea that on big decisions, God was supposed to tell me what to do. And if he didn't tell me what to do, he must be doing something wrong, or I must be doing something wrong. And it took me a long time to recognize God is completely capable of telling me what to do. But for very good reasons, sometimes God might not do that, because his will for me might be, if you choose, you will grow as a person more than you would grow if you got a postcard from heaven telling you what to do.
Okay. Do you sometimes get a postcard from heaven telling you what to do?
I don't get a postcard, but I will say this. The church where I'm serving right now, again, it was a decision where I didn't feel like I was getting instructions from heaven. I had to go through the choice and pursue wisdom. I'll often tell people, you know, the main thing to aim at is aim at wisdom and trust that God's leading you in that process. After I'd been there a couple of years, I was driving down Stanford Avenue. I remember this real vividly. It was a real difficult weekend. Sometimes at churches, there's hard weekends. And this thought came to me, John, take your being at this church as my calling on your life. And don't waste time or energy asking if somebody else could do this job better, or if there'd be another job that would be a more exciting one for you. You will grow in ways that you wouldn't grow otherwise if you just put your hand to the plow. And I've never really had an experience before where I was at a church and I felt like, yep, I think this is a specific place where God wants me to be. I had that at Menlo. I had that. But interestingly enough, it didn't come when I was trying to make the choice. It came 2 years in when I wasn't looking forward to it.
So when you made the choice to go to Menlo Park,
yes.
was the choice sort of, this seemed like the best thing to do, therefore it seemed to us that we should do this, or was this, I know God called me here?
Very much the former. I love the phrase in Acts 15, they're having this big debate about what we do with these Gentiles.
Right.
The letter that Peter sends out is, it seemed good.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was trying to quote. But wasn't the sense of clarity.
Correct.
But there were times in the New Testament where there was this great, the Holy Spirit said to them.
Absolutely.
So do we have those times still, or are those times of the past?
I believe that God is absolutely capable of doing that, and that God does do that.
Okay.
Another thought was very helpful to me on this question of God and God's will for our life and interacting with God has to do with, can God communicate with me? And when you think about it, communication is just guiding somebody's thoughts.
Right.
We're talking with each other, and because sounds are coming out of your mouth, I'm having thoughts that I wouldn't have otherwise. So that's all communication is. Because we're finite, we have to use finite means. So we have to use sounds or words on a printed page or something. Because God is infinite, he can guide your thoughts without using any finite means.
Interesting.
So thoughts can come to you that are actually being guided by God. And we see this in the Bible, like with little Samuel. His name's being called. He thinks it's Eli.
Right.
Eli says, when you hear that voice again, just say, speak, Lord, your servant listens. And it's actually God communicating with Samuel, but Samuel doesn't know it.
Mm.
And some folks will talk about the ministry of Eli. We need one another to help us to discern, when might God be communicating with me?
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.